a lot to get into, but it's interesting that we've talked a lot about the, you know, you said earlier you're angry that this game has robbed us of the, you know, 8-2 Browns versus the 8-2 Steelers.
Yeah.
What it felt like the rivalry was becoming again. I feel the same way about the Myles Garrett, TJ Watt feud, not a feud that's going on.
Oh, you want it to be a feud when it clearly isn't really actually a feud because the team sucks.
Yeah, no, that's like it was. Like last
year,
part of TJ Watt's little crybaby session and skipping the NFL honors banquet and the poutiness and the, oh my God, it's a joke on social media. All of that was because, and like, if it was Micah Parsons that had won it, I don't know, TJ Watt would have thrown that little hissy fit.
I'm trying to think about it because I genuinely think TJ Watt just felt it was earned. I think him and the Watt family, the JJ on his behalf and everyone, I think they just believed he was the best.
Like, By the way, who thinks like that when it comes to an award? Like, I understand that the great athletes.
JJ's got three of them, and so I think that there might be a little bit of an arms race between the two of them that way.
But yeah, it was Miles first.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's just bizarre to me when people think like
the entitlement attached to it.
Yeah, like that. Honestly, that's where I lost respect for TJ. It's okay to have public disappointments. I still think you're a bit of a chotch for being upset about a Defensive Player of the Year award. But okay, maybe he had an incentive in his contract or something like that. But I still think it's not great if you really believe you're entitled to an award. But then voicing it publicly and making that a part of somebody else's moment, I thought was peak chotch. But I can't get up for it. Like when Miles, if anybody had missed this comment by Miles, Miles was asked by Mary Kay Cabot in Berea earlier this week about if he was upset with TJ Watt's reaction to the DPO OY award from last year.
I've never complained about the trophy not being in my house and vice versa. You know, he shouldn't be feeling two ways about, you know, it going to me. You know, I'm just going to play the game. I don't play against TJ, he doesn't play against me, but we'll have a plan to, you know, go out and do what we're supposed to, win the game and dominate on defense. But it's up for grabs this year, and we'll see the best man win.
Is there an extra motivation that comes with that?
Absolutely.
Did TJ ever say anything to you after that?
No, he didn't say nothing to me. No, he got to apologize when I see him.
All right, so if the Browns were 6-4 and the Steelers were 8-2, I'd be on the bleep TJ Watt train right now, and I just can't whole ass it. I'm half-assing it if we're being honest.
You'd love TJ Watt if he played for the Browns.
Well, yeah, and Steelers fans would love Miles if he played in Pittsburgh.
I don't know that that's true necessarily. I don't know. The dynamic there is so interesting, and it's so weird to me. And I was trying to figure out why we don't hate TJ Watt as much as we should.
Oh, I think TJ Watt, especially after last year, I think TJ Watt's one of the guys. And some of it's jealousy.
Now, Steelers fans have way more of a right to hate Myles Garrett than we hate TJ Watt because of Myles Garrett and the helmet incident and everything attached to it.
You mean where they just completely disregarded what actually happened and applied their own narrative to it?
Yes, and they completely threw the idea out there that Mason Rudolph could have said anything to him.
Yeah.
You know, just completely ignore that part of the story. But that's either here nor there. But like I feel like you hate TJ Watt. I feel like I never get calls about people being like, man, TJ Watt stinks. I hate TJ Watt. I can't stand him. Like when I see TJ Watt out on the field, I don't get that visceral anger that maybe I should have for him. But I know Steelers fans have that when they see Myles Garrett. Why have I not been able to cross over to that side of things with TJ Watt?
Is it entirely possible that the Browns have just not been consistently good enough?
I mean, well, if anything, though, this should be the peak time of us being able to dunk on the Steelers. This year obviously takes that out of the equation. For 34 straight years, the Steelers finished higher than the Browns in the standings, Nick. Last year was the first time that we had it. We talked about the success the Browns have had over Tomlin at home in Cleveland Brown Stadium over the previous 3 years. Like, if anything, now would be the time. So I can't even fall back on that.
I would guarantee you, because I think you're in the I almost said you're in the anomaly. That's not how words work. I think you are the anomaly that if we ask people, like, do you hate TJ Watt? I think you're going to hear a lot of people say,
is he the most hated AFC North player?
Yeah,
because for Steelers fans, Myles Garrett's the most hated AFC North player, and it's not even close.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, like, who else would you hate? Like, I don't think people hate Lamar like that. I know people don't hate Joe Burrow because every time I bring it up.
You instinctively go back to quarterbacks. I think Joe Burrow's been way more polarizing. I think we've obviously spent a lot more time because quarterbacks.
Well, but like
we just do that.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, like, Ray Lewis was the most hated AFC North foe for the Browns for 15 years.
Years.
So like I think that's kind of where TJ is. And again, I don't know it was that case. I think a lot of people on the bandwagon with me that TJ showed his ass last year. That's an embarrassing look for a grown man.
I think it happened on Twitter. I don't think it was.
We talked about it for a week. Everybody talked. I mean, national shows talked about it for a week,
but it wasn't. I don't know. I mean, it was not good. But I don't think that tweet alone in the defense of Myles Garrett is enough for me to be like, all of a sudden, if you hated T.J. Watt, you hated him before that, did you not?
No, I don't know. That's a really bad look. I mean, I'll continue to go back to it, especially in a blue-collar town. I'm surprised it didn't earn him some hate in Yinzer country. Because that's the kind of – if Miles had done the same thing here, he would have been lambasted. He would have been – yes, there would have been people defending him. There always are people defending athletes.
Right.
That's
well, you're always going to get both sides there.
But I guarantee you if Miles had pulled that in Cleveland, he would have taken a hell of a lot of flack for it. Now, again,
I mean, it was a crybaby move. No one's trying to make the move seem right. I'm trying to talk it out as to why I feel like, and I just might be wrong with it. That happens from time to time, Nick. But I can't figure out why I don't have the hatred for T.J. Watt the same way that Steelers fans have the hatred for Myles Garrett.
Do you, as a Browns fan, hate T.J. Watt as much as
sports hate? Obviously,
sports. Well, maybe just real.
Actually,
hate
maybe
too.
Real hate because you're talking about him showing his ass. So that kind of transcends anything he's done on the field.
Some people might like that. I'm saying.
By the way, T.J. Watt has dominated the Browns in recent
years.
Yeah,
that's another reason. What is it? I almost said 17 sacks.
19 is
right.
The number.
19.
19 in 12 games.
I mean, this is the defensive version of. Ben Roethlisberger.
Like, I'm thinking of memorable T.J. Watt moments. He had the big scoop and score, obviously.
Thank you, Jed Wills.
I wonder if we were more competitive in the previous couple years when we actually took on the Steelers, if maybe that would have been different. I don't know. Like last year, that was a Week 2 matchup, I believe, if memory serves me right, against Deshaun. And then that was a great game that they had against Deshaun, but like that was in one ear, out the other.
By the way, Alex Highsmith made the play, just so we're clear on that one. T.J. Watt. Do you, as a Browns fan,
T.J. Watt never had a scoop and score?
No. He scooped and scored. Yeah, he picked it up.
Yeah, but Highsmith,
made the actual play.
But like Watt,
the
like,
real football Watt, play. Yeah, he T.J.
You're
got
right
the
in that
easy
he made
part.
The real football play.
Yeah.
But like that's
yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, one guy did the work, and then the other guy got the credit. That's what I'm saying.
Objectively fair take by you.
Look at that. That's all I wanted. Do you, as a Browns fan, hate T.J. Watt as much as Steelers fans profess to hate Myles Garrett? And let's go inside the numbers here. Jackson Deacon and Associates for all your insurance needs. Get inside the numbers with Jackson Deacon and Associates. The numbers look pretty darn good. The second best scoring defense in football. The Steelers allowing just 16.2 points per game, JP. Meanwhile, the Browns letting up a bottom 10 number, 24.8 points per game. I guess it's not as bad as the Panthers. The Panthers are giving up 31 points per game. That is
it's not great.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's untenable.
I checked a lot of inside football people. We sourced that one out. That one's not good,
Not great.
Not where you want to be on that one.
Inside the Numbers brought to you by Jackson Deacon and Associates for all your insurance needs. Get Inside the Numbers with Jackson Deacon and Associates. So I'll ask you, do you feel like the Browns being bad is taking air out of the Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt feud, faux feud, whatever you're going
to
call this?
Well, I mean, and then T.J. Watt tried to spin it into the old what we do with quarterbacks. You know, our quarterbacks are like, well, okay, Russell Wilson versus Jameis Winston. Russell Wilson would be like, well, I don't actually play Jameis Winston. I play their defense. And then T.J. Watt turned it around to that. No, we're keeping score tonight, okay? And this has got to be a premier Myles Garrett day, because Myles Garrett was on a milk carton last week. He's battling injuries, obviously. Like, this is – you want to get your revenge on T.J. Watt? Nothing excites me more than a pissed-off Myles Garrett.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Don't poke the bear.
But again, it's taken the wind out of my sails here, because it's like you're going to get two sacks and a loss.
Well, so I think –
I need a great Myles Garrett game and a win stifle them a little bit.
It's
play
a
little spoiler.
It's a great point by you. I have never been more kind of down with what pass rushers deliver to a game than I have been after the Chargers game, where Myles Garrett had three sacks and four plays, Nick. And Justin Herbert on that drive not only scored points, but immediately after, three sacks and four plays, converted two first downs within that stretch there, yeah. And it just erased everything that he
did. I think what that tells you is that if one player's really great and the other 10 aren't, well, I guess it's just going to be about the other 10. Right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, is just Miles having a big game in this, is that enough?
I mean,
or do you need the big game and the win?
I think you got to get the win. I think if Miles has a massive game and then they don't win, I think we're going to look around and say, okay, but T.J. Watt's now on a 9-win team. They're still obviously going to the postseason, and T.J. Watt's going to get the last laugh. That's how this works.
Yeah.
I mean, T.J. Watt's getting the last laugh regardless, probably.
Yeah, and this is the thing that – so it's not just that the Browns are bad and the Steelers are good. I don't think the Steelers are fraudulent. Like, we've had so many years.
Yeah, I do. That's the difference.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I expect them to get better as they go on because that's what good teams do. I think the deep play ball consistently is really the only thing that's been missing from this team. Russ doesn't have to be great. He doesn't have to be the most efficient guy. He just needs to hit three moon balls a game, and he needs to put 24 points up per game. And I think they have a chance to do something.
I mean, you're a big touchdown guy. How many touchdowns did they score last week against the Ravens in that victory?
Was
the answer is zero.
That was all field goal?
It was all six Chris Boswell field goals.
Dan Orlovsky says that's not how you win this game.
You say that's how you don't win this game.
That's one game. Listen, they won. That's all that matters about that game.
I watched the first half where Russell Wilson was about as bad as you could watch a quarterback play football.
What about the second half?
Yeah, much better in the second half. I've watched eight quarters of Russell Wilson in the previous 2 weeks, and I've watched him be objectively awful for six of them.
Well, you haven't met the slump buster that is the Browns defense just yet. Are the Browns' struggles taking the air out of the Garrett-Watson feud? Rob in Painesville, you stick there. We've got Around the North coming up next. More on this game, but want to hear on you guys about this Garrett Watt feud on 92.3 The Fan.